Hi, I'm Gayatri.
And I'm Steph, and welcome to Sunshine and Rainbows.
In this episode, we lead you through a mini healing to help you disconnect from the anxiety, stress, and fear that's around you and to bring you back into your center so you feel more grounded and secure.
We help you to release patterns of worrying and to clear all anxious energy from your body, your energy body, and your home. We hope you enjoy it. So, if you're in a spot where you're just relaxed, you can sit and close your eyes. And if not, you can just listen and come back to it later if you want to do it again where you can relax. Sometimes when I'm driving home, I like to listen to stuff like this, and I can still hear the words. I just make sure not to go off and, you know, while I'm driving, obviously keep your eyes open. But wherever you are, just take in a deep breath. And just breathe out from all over your body and just let go. Let go of the day. Let go of any worries, things that are like spiraling in your mind, because I know how that goes. It reminds me of like a marble that's like going down in circles, like down this like spiral, and then it comes back up. Like it just doesn't stop. So I totally get it. So just take in a deep breath and let it go from your mind. And let go of any worry, any fear, any anxiety, anything that's circling right now. And you can just tell those thoughts that this next 5-10 minutes is just for you. And they can come back at a later time. But right now, you're just going to be. And you're just going to focus on yourself. And you're going to let it all go. And just breathe in. And breathe out again. And bringing yourself even more into the present moment. And feeling the energy around you feels really electric right now. There's a lot of energy coming in to help everybody. And just feeling that all around you.
And what I'm seeing is there's just a lot of noise around us as well. So there's a noise from external sources, from other people, from the news. So just breathing in that beautiful energy that's coming in. You can imagine it breathing that in through your crown chakra at the top of your head. And just imagine that you can release it in all directions. And it's just moving all of that noise, that frenetic energy that's around you, just pushing it out of your aura, out of the space you're in. And just allowing that divine energy to do that for you. Just through your intention.
Yeah, and also dissolving it from your space that you live, because the energy can build up inside your home. So we're just sending energy in and just to clear all of that out now. So you can also intend that all of this, you know, frenetic energy, all of the worry and the anxiety and the stress be dissolved and disintegrated from your home as well.
Yes.
That feels good.
Feels like this energy that's coming in, this beautiful healing energy, is just dissolving it as it bathes our bodies and energy fields and as it goes through our homes as well.
Feels very water-like, like a very cleansing, almost like a waterfall, like just beautiful water coming in and washing over everything to cleanse it.
Like a really light blue.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like in LA, how after it rains, you know how you have the most beautiful day ever the day after it rains?
Yeah,
it feels like it's removing all of the gunk and then we're all going to be bright and shiny after.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So let it wash over us. And then if you could take in a deep breath and just say, I now choose to release all stress and anxiety that I'm holding in my crown chakra throughout all time and space. I let it go now. So be it.
So be it.
And just taking a deep breath and breathe it straight out your crown chakra at the top of your head, sending it straight up.
And just taking your attention to your base chakra, which sits at your tailbone. And just say, I now release all fear of illness, all fear of not being safe or protected. I release all of this out of my base chakra now. So be it. And just take a deep breath in and releasing out the base chakra at your tailbone.
What if you go up to your Ajna chakra, which is in between your eyebrows? And how about we say, I now release all patterns of overthinking and of worrying about the future. This does not help me in any way. It's putting energy into things that I do not want to happen. And I let go of this pattern now. I start a new story today where I can be more present in the moment. So be it.
So be it.
And just breathe in and release out of that spot, your Ajna chakra, in the middle of your eyebrows, in that area of your forehead. Because when we worry, it's really, like we were saying, just putting your energy in all these other places, and you don't want to make those things happen. So we want to focus our energy on what we want to manifest, not the things that we're worrying about.
Yes, because your energy is so powerful.
Yeah.
So if you can bring yourself back to the present moment, it's where your power lies. And then you can create from that place.
And how about we call our power back? So what if we say, I now call my power and my spirit back from all of the places that I've left it. When I was worrying about the future, I call my power back to me now. So be it.
So be it.
And just breathe into the whole navel area, taking a big, deep breath, and call it all back to you. And then you can breathe normally again. And then what if we say, I isolate and release all negative thoughts, energies, emotions that are not mine and do not belong to me now. So be it.
So be it.
And just breathe out from all over your body and just let go, letting go of everybody else's energy. You can walk through a crowd of people and just pick up other people's energy. So it happens so easily. And it's good to just let that all go. And then we can say, I cut all cords of attachment to the habit of worrying, of obsessing over what might happen. This is not helpful and I cut these cords of attachment now. So be it.
So be it.
And just take in a deep breath and just breathe out. Let it go, and we're going to help you to cut those cords.
And just feeling your energy expanding. Allow your aura to expand just with your intention. Feeling your soul's presence and the power that lies within you. So much more powerful than you know. Beautiful light. Allowing your light to expand and allowing more of your soul's energy to come into you now. And filling up all of the places that were filled by perhaps other people's energies or any other energies that we've cleared today, just allowing your soul's essence to flow in and filling up those places so that you're more you than you ever have been before. And just feeling yourself or seeing yourself as this beautiful light being, and that is what you are.
And also feeling your roots go down into the earth to ground this energy. You can take in a breath and you can breathe out. And as you breathe out, imagine you're a tree and your roots can come out of your base chakra down into the earth, just like a tree. And then you can breathe in from the earth again. And as you breathe out, send your roots down even farther. And feel yourself really grounding. And you can just say, I am safe. I am protected, and I am grounded. It is safe for me to be present and connected to the earth. So be it.
So be it.
And sending this beautiful energy down your roots all the way down to anchor you. Anchor this energy.
Just really feeling connected, really feeling that connection into the earth. You're always safe. You're always protected. You're always supported. The earth is always beneath you, always holding you. No matter what's happening in your life, you're always held. You are safe.
And may we always be at the right place at the right time for the right reasons.
And just slowly coming back into your bodies. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Well, hope you could feel that energy coming in today.
Yes, I hope so too. It was beautiful energy, and I hope that it helped everyone.
Yeah, just feeling that groundedness and that safety.
Exactly, and the gratitude for these beautiful healings that come into the sessions for everyone.
Yeah.
Very grateful.
Well, we're sending you so much love, and we hope you're doing well. And we hope you have an amazing week.
Yes, we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.